Welcome. You're listening to Ask the Doulas, a podcast where we talk to experts from all over the country about topics related to pregnancy, birth, postpartum, and early parenting. Let's chat.
Hello, this is Kristen with Ask the Doulas, and I am so excited to chat with Joel Austin today. Joel is a certified postpartum doula, or doulo, as he says. He's also the founder of Doulos for Dad and is the president CEO of Daddy University, Inc. Welcome, Joel.
Thank you, Kristen. It is wonderful. You have such a great personality.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel the same way about you. So for our listeners, I first heard Joel speak at a newborn care specialist conference in Arizona about the topic on supporting partners and the father's role. And I had to ask Joel to be on the podcast. So I'm glad you could make it. And I love everything you're doing in the space of supporting fathers. I feel like fathers get left behind and forgotten in, you know, especially in the early pregnancy phase. And it's all about the birthing person or the mother. And then the father's almost an afterthought. But there's so much responsibility that dads have and so much impact they can make. So I'm excited to hear your thoughts. And your quote on your website is just perfect in that, I'll read it if you don't mind, but where you said, none of us are raising children or kids or babies. Instead, all of us are raising someone's father, someone's mother, someone's wife, and someone's husband. It is huge to think about the responsibility we have. We can change the world with our impact. So how did you get started in this journey? I mean, it's been quite some time with Daddy University. You're the first of its type to really focus on supporting the father with education and so many resources.
I got started after I had my first son. I had my first son, and it was, of course, a miracle. I've never witnessed anything like that before. And I was into it. I wanted to be better. And I wanted to kind of, you know, be that generational shift, what we used to not do. So I went to all the appointments and I was learning kind of on the go. And then I had my second son somewhere around 4 years later.
Okay.
And then my first son got invited to a big brother's big sister's class at the hospital. And I realized while he was in this class, they were teaching him how to be a good big brother. And they were teaching him about bottles and what you can do to help your parents. And,
yes.
And Kristen, I found myself taking notes. I found myself driving home saying, I'm the only one that has not had a class. My 4 to 5 year old is now educated in taking care of an infant and I'm not. And that's how Daddy University got started, which is, this is wrong. I need to know more. And we do work with fathers and we do work with partners, but it really is surrounding maternal health to be more supportive and for everybody to have this amazing birth. Not that the pain goes away, but just to have the better story and for the whole family to have a great outcome and story. So eventually I was started attending maternal health workshops and understanding maternal health and then understanding some of the really negative numbers. But when I heard about some of the causes of the numbers, I started to feel responsible because I realized that when she wanted fast food, when she wanted a hamburger and fries, and I got it for her and I got her what she craved and what she wanted. And now I got into maternal health and started to understand. And now I realize that's associated with preeclampsia. I didn't know these words. That high sodium diet is unhealthy. And I realized, I wonder if more guys knew this and maybe we can balance out a hamburger and then also have some sliced apples. I wonder if we could do more to help. And that's became a doula and I started Doulas for Dad. And we specifically work with couples. We explain to mom, we are qualified to work with mom. And then we also let dad do a majority of the work. And it's been a great ride. And I love my job.
And I know you had talked about even expanding your presence over time at the conference. So that's exciting to know that there'll be more doulas out there. I've been to some doula conferences in the past, and I met some male doulas. And there are very few of them out there. And they happen to be birth doulas, not postpartum. And some of them called themselves doula. So I much prefer doulo and your origin story of that. So yeah, but doodle is pretty, it's fun.
It's pretty fun.
So you are basically hired by the couple early in pregnancy. Is that correct? I know postpartum is part of that process, but how do they begin getting support from you?
We come in somewhere around the third trimester to form a relationship, to form a bond. We have certain criterias. We do birth plans and we kind of write dad into the birth plan. When I say write him in, I mean, if I had it my way, if I had this magic wand, if I was able to make a dream come true, I would actually have my mothers pretty much focused on birthing a child.
Yeah.
Not groceries, not laundry, not the sale of the week, not the cars, not driving to your aunt. It would be wonderful if I thought we could surround her with so much support that a lot of her attention was on, you know, birth and what she and only she can do. And I know that's far off, but that's pretty much what we're working towards. So we start working with the couple and we literally put dad in charge of the birth, which sounds a little crazy because people are like, dad in charge of a birth. But no, he's in charge of water, making sure there's water. He's in charge of nutrition. He's in charge of OBGYN visits or any other type of visits. He's in charge of trying to make sure she can rest. I don't care which way or which pillow is best for her. He's in charge of making sure that that her mother doesn't call her 22 times a day. Or her mother-in-law. He's the security for the aunt that still wants to hang around and cough. He has these tasks. He has the ability to come home, and then he has the ability to relax for a little bit. And then he is involved in what we call the housework. And some of that is meal planning. Some of that is making sure he knows how to do some of the things that can relieve pain from her. Back rubs, a bath, wonderful gift. And a bath is a wonderful gift. It doesn't cost much.
Sure is.
Perfect size. And it always fits. There's never a time. And then there's also rest and checking up. Checking up is a really good way of supporting and letting other people know that you care. And all I can say is putting him in charge as much as we can of the surrounding and what surrounds her in this 24-hour day.
And that has
to be more beneficial than, unfortunately, some of the numbers and some of the issues that we get right now.
Yeah, it is definitely important for dads to be engaged and understand what's going on and understand their role to help advocate. Because I know with my own birth, and even having doulas the second time around, there were points in my labor where I couldn't really make decisions and follow my birth plan wishes. So my husband was there to speak for me. And because of the education he had attending childbirth classes and being engaged, he was able to take that role and then knew that the doulas had his back, but I still wanted him as my primary support.
I spoke to one of my dads one time and I said, there are probably 100 or more people working in this hospital, but there's only one person in this hospital that knows her well. And that's you. The difference, whether she likes red ice or blue ice or which flavor food, she will not sleep on that side. She sleeps on this side. You're allowed to bring things in the hospital. You're allowed to bring in a blanket from home. You're allowed to bring in those old pajamas that she really loves so much. Where those pajamas are, you may hate them, but you at least know where they are and how much she likes them and how much it makes her comfortable. I also, from the beginning, truly explained to my new dads and partners and people who are together and say that whatever she's going through, your new child is going through. And that's a really strong statement that, and it helps them through arguments. It helps them through disagreements. It helps them to communicate better because he starts to remember if she's feeling this stressful way, your new baby is feeling that stressful way. And it brings him to a more comfortable comfort level. And he understands more. And we have to do a better job as doulas in helping him understand the effects what mom eats and does and says and has on our new infants.
Exactly. And whether an induction may happen, like how healthy the end of the pregnancy is going to be. So I love that you do get involved in that final trimester versus like many postpartum doulas, you might have an interview, but then you begin once baby's born, but you're establishing this connection and a plan, again, engaging the partner in the birth and having a very active role and really getting the confidence up, because I find not only as a doula, but also as a childbirth educator, the dads are often have fears of their own that they need to address. They teach a comfort measures class and there's a communication component right at the start of class to make sure that they're on the same page and see how the partner feels about birth, if they have any fears, what they think their ideal role is in support, whether it's the hand holding or physical or all of it, like how comfortable they are. So a discussion can be had. And I often find that couples never talked about it until it was brought up in class.
And we also teach them to be empathetic and sympathetic and compassionate to each other, which means that you should compliment the person you're with at least 3 times a day. And trust me, there's something. I don't know if it's take out the trash or brush your teeth. But during this time, and everyone knows baby are miracles and angels and joys, but they can be very, well, let's just say they can be a little disruptive.
Especially with a lack of sleep.
Yes.
In pregnancy, you know, it's hard for the mother to sleep during that final trimester. It's just uncomfortable. And then after baby's born, then you're dealing with the constant feedings and wakings, and the partner can certainly have an active role in helping with that. And I know that's a big focus for you is, again, getting them involved and engaged and confident about their role as a father.
And I'm so glad you bring them on the show, because their role is not to overtake anything. Their role is not to specifically take charge and overthrow anything. Their role is understand. And us as doulas and even newborn care specialists, it's our job to let them know what's going to happen, what could happen, and how you can be a benefit to it. I teach there's something that we do called a hip press, hip squeeze. I am there sometimes 3 to 4 hours in a day, making sure the house is kind of back to settled and normality, but that's 4 hours out of a day. And kind of like I said at the conference, there's 20 hours left. Who's doing it such and such? So once he comes in and we have a chat, we talk about signs. If she starts to move on the couch a certain way and starts to rub the bottom of her stomach a certain way, those are signs. And this is something this is brand new for me. I call it the dance. And I teach my moms to say to the dad, I want to dance. And then I teach my dad some of these signs and so that he can say to her, do you want to dance? So the dance is you put on some music, you put on a nice slow song. She stands up, of course, and you wrap your hands around her from the back. And then you cup the lower pelvis of her stomach. You lift it up to relieve some of the pressure. But then you kind of sway back and forth. And you do this dance. And it's a little bit more intimate. It's a little bit more cortisone. It's a little bit more oxytocin. And that oxytocin is beautiful. And it's better than the uncomfortable feeling and the negative conversations. And sometimes even if you're fussing at each other, you should say, do you want to dance? Because some of my moms are not, and you know this, are not best communicators during that time. Yes. And so she just needs to dance. And after you relieve a lot of pressure for maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes, whatever it takes, you'll find a totally different person. And but kind of read these signs. Tell him you want to dance and for him to be taught how to read the signs that when she needs to dance. And that's just one thing.
I love it. Yeah. And certainly, I mean, even just like you said, like the hip squeezes and some of that physical support, I find that partners
he's like
are
200 pounds work goes to the gym and you're, why are we squeezing all day?
Right. I take turns and, you know, teach partners how to do the hip squeezes and they love to, I find that most of the time dad's partners like to have a role. So they like to be given tasks. Again, like giving water, having them give it up and move around, trying different positions. It makes them feel less nervous about all of the uncertainties of labor. And even in early parenting, having some tasks, like dads tend to be really good swaddlers. They can get a tight swaddle and knowing, okay.
It's a ball in a blanket. It's
exactly. Changing diapers, like knowing, okay, this is my role. I'm making sure the water's filled, getting the snack station set, like knowing that you've got some solid ways to make a difference.
And we also teach chest feeding, which is if you, of course, we try to promote breastfeeding. And if there is milk left over, you can take turns. You know, of course, if it's okay with mom, if she's not nursing at the moment, you can take turns. You can go in for snacks and you can, well, we teach to, of course, skin on skin. And just to kind of, the other thing about dads is that they are on a blind date. They have been set up on a blind date by our moms. Our moms have been, know this guy. Our moms have been talking to this guy. They know all this stuff. And then the first time we actually get to see them and relate to them is at delivery. So we're kind of catching up and we've heard about you and you're a friend of hers but I never met you before. So we try to get them to do a lot of these skin to skins and a kind of these rocking and listening to some music and definitely getting the child out of the bassinet and bringing it to mom if they can. These little tidbits that make you feel super important that you're really involved in doing something. And we don't forget as couples.
No,
we don't.
Yeah. Women, we don't forget things. So just remembering all the help in the middle of the night, snacks and the support and feeling connected as a couple and even having, again, your trainings in teaching the father or partner how to identify signs of perinatal mood disorders and what is normal with the baby blues and what isn't normal and any other postpartum conditions to look out for. Clampsia and headaches and blood pressure issues, like signs that things are not right with mom or baby, and it's time to call the doctor.
Yes. And again, we talked about the hours, 24 hours in a day. There are some things that he knows that we really need to try to do our best to befriend him so that he can let us know some of these inside secrets. I'll say it that all of our mothers don't tell us everything that's going on because there's a certain fear that they have as well. So if her side has been hurting sometimes for 2 or 3 days, sometimes she may not have told us that. But she has been telling him. So we need all of the information possible to better care for her so that by the time we see her, we say, hey, I've heard this and I've heard there was blood in the toilet. I mean, we need to know. We need to know how long it's lasting. Yeah. So and education and have your partner educated on what these possible things could be keeps him from freaking out, because we've also learned that dads that don't know a lot freak out. And then the person that they freak out the most is the person closest to them.
Absolutely. That doesn't help the situation. And then the baby can sense that the baby's upset and doesn't sleep, cries more. So it's just keeps getting more intense. So I love your tips and the trainings you provide both in Daddy University and also with getting more male doulas on your team. So I think one thing that's important to address is the dad's mental health. And, you know, of course, we're looking out for the mother and how she's doing mentally, but dads can also get postpartum depression or anxiety in their new role. And PTSD, if they've experienced a traumatic birth as the partner and don't have anyone to talk to, whether it's a therapist or their doula, that can end up building up and cause problems in parenting and their marriage.
Hey, Alyssa here. I'm just popping in to tell you about our course called Becoming. Becoming a Mother is your guide to a confident pregnancy and birth, all in a convenient 6-week online program. From birth plans to sleep training and everything in between, you'll gain the confidence and skills you need for a smooth transition to motherhood. You'll get live coaching calls with Kristen and myself, a bunch of expert videos, including chiropractic care, pelvic floor physical therapy, mental health experts, breastfeeding, and much more. You'll also get a private Facebook community with other mothers going through this at the same time as you to offer support and encouragement when you need it most. And then, of course, you'll also have direct email access to me and Kristen, in addition to the live coaching calls. If you'd like to learn more about the course, you can email us at info@goldcoastdoulas.com or check it out at thebecomingcourse.com. We'd love to see you there.
You're absolutely correct. It's 1 in 4 right now. They say 1 in 4 of our mothers can get what we call postpartum depression or baby blues. And it's 1 in 10 in our partners in our dad. So it has to be something we look out for. It is a change in attitude, and it's not always something hidden behind it. A lot of times it is, we need to ask the same questions of what's been going on. How come you don't want to hold the baby, as we do sometimes our moms? And dads also go through nesting. They go through chemical changes and their hormonal changes once they find out they're dad, and they go through nesting, and it's so weird.
It's much different than our nesting.
Moms do a lot of internal nesting, which is they'll make sure that the inside of the house is perfect for the new visitor. And then dads do a lot of outside of the house, which can result in finances or a new car or getting a roof put on. It could be weird stuff. Like, I finally got the steps fixed. And you're like, well, what about crib? Right. So they do. They may want to move. They think about safety. And we joked at the conference, like, there's a ring alarm on everything just to make sure. Like, some of these outside.
Yes. The mom is just, well, I need all of these meals prepped. I need help, you know, getting groceries, and you're fixing this step. But really, in the thought process, it could avoid tripping. It's helping baby and his beloved to stay safe. And so I totally get the difference in the need to clean and organize. To like fixing things that the dad is focused on.
And we have to balance. We have to tell mom, this is your weekend. Whatever nesting you need done, put together or situated or moved, this is your weekend. And next weekend, we're going to have to let him pour concrete and make sure no one will trip because the concrete's now flat. You're going to have to balance that, knowing that he has to nest and you. We can't keep him from nesting, so 1 week or one, this days have to be his and these days have to be yours. And we'll get through this together.
That's a great plan. So what is your number one online recommendation for dads in Daddy University? If they were to only be able to do one thing preparation wise, where would you send them?
One thing preparation wise, I was send them to our website. It has a slew of information at daddyuniv.com. I also love telling them that they got this, that they have this, because there's a lot of nervousness that the child is 50% already just like you, 50% of your chromosomes and stuff. So don't think you have to remake the world, they already kind of giggle the same way you giggle, you know, remember, you got this, calm down, because I said this before, poop and pee does not care which way the diaper's on. It's going to come out anyway. So calm down. You'll get it right. And don't take it so seriously. Have fun with this. This baby is a beautiful thing. Have fun with it. Yeah. Giggle as much as you can.
That's great advice. Because sometimes dads don't bond until baby is more active, where they feel like a personality is developed. But those early moments are so important. Yes. So I really love all of the encouragement you give.
And we've also found out that if you talk to this, looks weird, it sounds weird, but if you actually talk to the stomach, the baby can pick up your voice vibrations. And then once the baby actually comes out, the newborn comes out, it can recognize the vibrations in your voice.
Yes. So whether it's singing, reading, talking, and connecting with the belly. And yes, I love all of that. And even doing some kick counts and just making sure that you can like feel movement and help identify in that final trimester that, you know, baby is moving around enough. And so there's so much that the dad can do to be actively involved. And certain childbirth classes have some evening practices, like we teach hypnobirthing, for example. So the dad is very involved in hypnobirthing, and there are relaxation exercises and tracks you listen to. And so it's a great way to connect with baby and just, again, be supportive and understand how she wants to birth her baby.
And hopefully we also will have a much better birthing story. We will sit back by the fire and talk about, remember when, and it'll be a joyous story.
Yes. Yeah. And that's what it's all about. And I find that dad resists doulas initially. They often don't want to be replaced. They may be concerned about budget during this time when so many expenses come up. Are you finding as a male doula that the dads get on board earlier or easier than, say, female doulas experience with that replacement fear?
That is an interesting question because with my new mothers, I am a doula. For my dads, I am a coach. And like sports, I'm only here to coach, and I absolutely work for them. So I do find that initially they are the ones, because again, their body changes too. There's cortisone and testosterone and hormonal changes too. So they start to become very protective of mom and a new baby, just like a lion in the jungle. So our job is to come in and say how much we are of aid, how much we are of help, how much, you know, I start asking him what are his goals, what kind of birth does he want to have and see? And their usually answer is, I want her to don't have any pain. And I'm like, well, okay, I can't promise that one.
Right.
But we can make sure we can do some other things that she's comforted as much as possible. And when they start to find out that you're maybe on their side and that you pull them in, and pulling somebody in and saying, I want you to do it now, it's an act of trust. Also, as doulas, we're very non-judgmental. We never say, oh, that hip squeeze is such and such. Mom, is that feeling better? And mom says no. And then we say, Dad, you're going to have to, mom will tell you.
If you need to move a little lower find the right spot and the firmness.
Exactly. And then again, you have that almost exhilaration of when you have your son or daughter or whoever does something right at the right time, and they run to you and say, Mom, I got it right. And they are at the same way. And once they get that one thing right, they catch fire and they're really supportive for us. Very supportive. They're looking for us when we walk in the door.
That's great. So any final words of advice for dads?
For my dads, contact us at any time for any reason. We're easy to find. We are Daddy University. Have fun with this. Understand that she needs you, and understand that this baby needs you, and that without your support and nurturing, you may not have the best story you want. So you are extremely needed in this. And for my moms, please be compassionate. If you're not sure how to say it, then write it. And then compliment each other. Even if something happens, just say, I'm glad you breastfed. Just compliment each other. I'm glad you chose these diapers instead of the other ones. Find a reason to compliment each other throughout the process.
Yes, that's excellent advice. And so as far as finding you, you mentioned your website. I know you're pretty active on social media as well. So how else can our listeners connect with you?
They can find us on Facebook at Daddy University Incorporated. They can find us on IG at Daddy University Incorporated. And believe, even Twitter at Daddy UNIV. We often have events. We also have information. We also share videos. And now we're going to be part of Gold Coast, which is exciting.
Yes.
We're easy to contact. We're at daddyuniv.com.
Excellent. And certainly, as far as in-person doula support, where can our listeners connect with you regionally?
Regionally, they can find us on our website. As soon as you hit the contact page, we get an email and we reach right back out. You let us know what you're looking for and what you want, and we will be there. I'm available to speak. Love it. And I love talking. And we're coming out with a brand new training. And I think I'm going to send it to you first.
Our maternal health. I'd love to see it.
Yes, our maternal health training for newborn care specialists and nannies and doulas, understanding how paternal health assists maternal health.
Oh, beautiful. I am all about that. So definitely send it our way. Thank you very much for sharing all of your wisdom and tips for dads. You are the best, Joel.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. You are an Avenger.
I try. Thank you and take care.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Doulas. For more information about Gold Coast Doulas, visit us on our website, goldcoastdoulas.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. If you like this podcast, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review. Thank you. Remember, these moments are golden.